This is Christopher Lyon. I'm with Laurie Simmons at her studio and home in Williamsburg, and it's May 31st, 2017. So we mentioned the Sarah Charlesworth interview with you, and there's one phrase that jumped out at me in there that you said. The big question for me is, why did my work start where it started?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that was kind of a splendid place to start. So if we could, you know, kind of keep that thought in our minds as we walk through some of your biography, it'd be interesting to, mm-hmm. you know, see if the two things can be woven together.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that in that essay, the sections of it are organized by addresses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, now I'm talking about
In and Around the House book
that was published 2003.
But the works in that book were from 1976 to 78.
Right.
But we published it in 2003, and I wrote the text.
Right, right. And now, 11 Strathmore Road, is that in Great Neck?
Yeah, that's where I was born. I was born at a hospital in Far Rockaway and taken home to that house. My parents lived in that house until I was 40 years old. That's when they sold that house. But, you know, I feel like in that house are the visual, you know, the core of my visual language, I feel like, resides somehow in 11 Strathmore Road.
That's really interesting. What, can you describe the house a bit?
Well, the house was a neo-Tudor house, and it was built by... Those houses that are brown and white stripes with kind of a turret. And interestingly, it was built by Mr. Levitt, who built Levittown.
Really? Wow.
And before Levittown was built... And I can't remember if his name was Samuel Levitt, but I think Levitt and his brother were doing these kind of designed communities that were had a really Anglophile tone to them. Like the streets were called Stonehenge and Strathmore, and all of the gardens were rock gardens with flowering plants. I mean, it was interesting. The first time I went to England and I went to visit gardens, I thought, wow, I've seen all this. I've seen this before in Strathmore. So Strathmore was this little sort of perfect community of these English-inspired houses. And I thought I lived in a castle. I mean, it wasn't grand in scale, but it had a turret, a round room, and that room was my parents' bathroom. And it was done in black and burgundy tile, matte tile. But I thought that room was just pure magic. I thought the whole house, including my mother's decor, was magic. So my parents probably moved there after the war, I would say 1947.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born in 1949. And my father, I'm sure, my father was a dentist, and I'm sure he'd gotten some sort of assistance, some, you know, from being in the war to kind of put the down payment on the perfect suburban house. And he found a house where a dentist was retiring, so it had two little what he called operating rooms. And the house had a driveway with two paths on either side leading up to what looked like two front doors. And one door was the office side, and one door was the house side. So I would see his patients going in and out. I would hang out in his waiting room. I loved reading his magazines, like looking at his fish tank. I felt like there was a lot to do in my house.
Wow, that's really interesting. So he, was he in the war?
Yes, he was in the Naval Attachment to the Marines, and he was actually a dentist in, was in Saipan. I'd like to know where
wow.
Saipan is, but he was, you know, probably like, you know, Band of Brothers type.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't talk about the war. I don't think he saw any kind of active combat.